Well, not far from Porter Ranch, another community is struggling for a different reason. The city of Compton, California is trying to create new jobs in the e-commerce industry, one of the strongest sectors in today's Better Than Expected labor report. The largely Latino and African-American city gave us NWA and the hip-hop artist Kendrick Lamar. But its recovery from the recession has been slower than the rest of Southern California. Compton's mayor, Asia Brown, says her city is turning around, and she points to Brooklyn, New York, as a model of how a once-struggling community can grow. Brian Watt from Southern California Public Radio reports.
A construction crew pours and smooths concrete on a 60-acre plot of land in Compton. 60 acres is enough space for a nice mall. But that's not what's going in here. This will be space for distribution and logistics facilities, more than 1 million square feet in all. The Trammell Crow Company is developing the site. Managing Director Greg Ames says Compton is the perfect location.
You know, we're just minutes away from the Port of Los Angeles and the Port of Long Beach. So that means product can move out here to Compton and then turn around and go out to wherever else it needs to go in the supply chain, and it can hit 10 million people in a 45-minute drive from here.
So instead of store shelves, think rows and rows of merchandise in a high-tech warehouse where hundreds of workers grab products and pack them up for shipping to e-consumers.
Really, that's what we're betting on here, and the supply chain is constantly evolving and getting smarter and more efficient.
And Compton is betting that evolution will bring a lot more jobs, and it needs them. Its unemployment rate is a lot higher than the rest of Los Angeles counties. 54-year-old Sharon Persip has lived here all her life.
It's a sad situation. It really is, to look around and see your community so many out of work.
Persip is taking part in a free intensive training program offered by the Compton Worksource Center. Its focus, preparing people for jobs and careers in logistics, or the movement of goods.
I knew nothing about logistics. I knew nothing about globally, locally, nothing about moving products, how they get to the store, how they get to the shelf where I pick things up. And just to understand the background of all of that is just so very interesting to me.
Another program participant, 21-year-old Jose Duenas, is also from Compton. He's worked low-level jobs in warehouses and stock shelves in a 99-cent store. Before the program, he thought he knew nothing about logistics.
And then I realized that I've been doing logistics this whole time. So I was thinking maybe I can make a career out of it instead of working just for minimum wage.
As part of the program, Duenas and Persip take classes in logistics and technology at East LA College, where Leo Medina is one of their instructors. He says entry-level warehouse jobs may be low-paying, but
we are not talking about minimum wage. Experience and education will really earn you an excellent wage in the logistics industry. And I've seen it myself. I place people that started off at $16 an hour, others that have started off on $21 an hour, and they're moving on up.
Compton Mayor Asia Brown likes the idea of more of her constituents getting better paying jobs, and she's looking for more opportunities to lure logistics facilities to Compton. Here's what she wants investors to know.
That Compton is open for business.
But Mayor Brown also knows the challenge Compton faces is about space. Distribution centers require a lot of land, and there's really not much industrial land left to develop in Los Angeles County. That 60-acre site where the concrete's being poured is an old brickyard that needed lots of cleanup, and 60 acres anywhere is rare.
The brickyard really was one of the largest vacant pieces of properties in the Southern California region, and so it's really competitive to be able to locate there, and I know we'll see a great tenant moving in very soon.
Any idea who it is?
I do have an idea, but I can't say who it is.
When that tenant moves in, a third of its new hires must be Compton residents. That's in an agreement Mayor Brown helped negotiate. And that suits lifelong Compton resident Sharon Persip just fine. A job at the brickyard would certainly mean a short commute.
I've worked in Irvine, traveling from Compton to Irvine for 16 years. I was making that drive every day. I'm sick of it. I'd love to have this right around the corner from where I live, within walking distance.
The Brickyard project includes nearly $9 million in neighborhood improvements around the facility, and construction is expected to be done in August. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Watt in Los Angeles.